will I think of me the day that I die? Salt water wells in my eyes. Salt water wells in my eyes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rush.
Hey, man. Thank you. How's it going?
I'm doing well. What did we just hear?
That was Saltwater by Julian Lennon, son of John, of course. Mm-hmm. But that was a special version recorded for Dallas Radio in the early 90s.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Someone was asking me earlier today, how do you find all this stuff?
Yeah. I'm a nerd. That's it. That's just the whole answer. I'm a nerd.
Hey.
I got nothing.
That's fine. It works.
Yeah.
Singer in the song you got coming up on Saturday? Oh, I put you on the spot.
I should know. I think it's Terry. It's Terry Klein. I was right. It's Terry Klein. He's Terry wonderful. Klein.
Nice, of course.
He's a really good Austin dude. Hey, I had fun hosting this show, Austin Artist, last week.
Yeah, and it Tower is time School.
For Austin Artist, KOOP, HD1, HD3, Hornsby.
Very cool. And Rush Booksmith is in the house today.
But your book today.
Booksmith.
Yes, Booksmith.
Yeah.
I never know what to call you by
phone.
It depends on what's going on.
We got Bluesmith, Booksmith, we got Artsmith. But today it's Booksmith. We have World Book Night. Not to be confused with World Book Day, which was earlier in the month. April's also Poetry Month. And it's all today, well, tomorrow, is also Shakespeare's birthday. So today we
have... I haven't even gone shopping.
So today we have Austin Book Art Center.
Yeah,
cool. And Austin Shakespeare. A lot of stuff to get to.
Perfect.
And it's also the founding of Rome, which is also ties into my last name, but we don't have time for that.
We won't get into that right now.
But also, I want to mention it's also Autism Awareness Month.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and so next week we have Dr. Lawrence Becker is going to be here with a guest, and we're going to talk about the power of art to kind of help people with autism to be creative and navigate their life. And he does so much good work. He has a documentary coming out, so we're going to hear all about that next week. So
great.
Art and autism, how cool is that?
That's a lot going on.
Man, I'm busy here, Rush.
You always are.
It's definitely good to be here. We love the station. What is it?
And then you bang out the metal on Monday night.
That's a different story.
Well, it's worth telling.
KOOP, HD1, HD3, Hornsby. We'll be right back after these announcements. And you're going to be listening to us in the car. Right?
I am.
Thank you, Rush.
Thanks, man.
This is Maddie.
And Diego with Zach Theater Education.
And you are listening to Austin Artists on KOOP. Radio for the people, not for profit.
This is Nat Miller with Zach Performing Arts School, and you are listening to Austin Artists on KOOP, Radio for People, not for profit.
You are tuned to KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby, your community radio station. This is the show named after you. We just call it Austin Artists. I'm your host, Mr. Artsmith. Today it's Booksmith. We have World Book Night and Shakespeare's birthday on the show today. Austin Book Arts Center and Austin Shakespeare. We're going to start with Austin Book Arts Center. Mary, hi. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to see you again. We don't see each other enough, but you have so much going on. Let's kind of run through the list. We have an open house coming up, correct?
That's right. On Saturday from 10 to 5, we hope folks, well, we can't encourage you, but if you're interested in book arts in any way, shape, or form.
Who's not?
Yeah, really. All kinds of studies say that books are good for you.
They are. They have improved my life, like, infinitely. Just
love
books.
April 27th, Saturday, from 10 to 5, is a big day for books in Austin. There's the Austin Bookstore Crawl. And we're open for that. But it's also our big open house to really invite the public to come see.
Your new house.
That's right.
Newer, yeah.
Yeah.
Your new location.
We moved in February and immediately started offering workshops.
Lovely.
Austin Book Arts Center is a nonprofit, a 501c3 educational nonprofit, and we offer about 100 workshops a year, mm-hmm. and they're everything from a few hours to 6 weeks.
6 weeks. We're going to get to some summer camps later on in the conversation.
That's true. Those are only a week.
Those are only a week. We'll talk about the 6 weeks as well.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Let's kind of go through the calendar. So you have the open house on April 27th. That's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And then
the bookstore crawl is also part of that.
Yeah. And then there's a bookstore crawl after party at Canopy from 5 to 8.
And no one knows what's going on there. It's just...
I think it's just a party. Canopy.
A party. Yeah, there you go.
Canopy's always a party.
Yeah,
huh?
You may have to find out.
Lots of art.
May 4th. We got the Maker Fair.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these events have a website for mm-hmm. people to look into mm-hmm. and get more information.
And
it's
also on your website, but there's a separate website for the book crawl, bookstore crawl. And they all happen on a Saturday?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Although West Austin Studio Tour, we're going to have a happening for West Austin Studio mm-hmm. Tour the same night as the West Austin Studio Tour opening. But luckily, we're not far apart, so you can go to both if you're interested. And so our West happening is from 6 to 10 p.m. on Friday, May 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And then for West, the studio tour will be open on the Saturdays from 11 to 6, both Saturdays, May 11th and mm-hmm. May 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And also on May 18th, I'm getting tired already.
Nay Day. No, let me help you here. May 18th, the Elizabeth Nay, the Nay Day was postponed due to weather.
Weather, the rain.
But the good news is you can still enjoy it.
That's right.
You didn't miss it.
So we'll be there May 18th at Nay Day.
Mm-hmm.
Nay Day, Nay Day.
Nay Day.
Yay.
We love the Elizabeth Nay.
Yeah, and again, there's a website. Check mm-hmm. it out.
Yep, you can.
And then after that, all of a sudden, it's summer.
Summer? Wait, you know, already?
That's right. You know what I was thinking about?
We just went through a whole month.
Game of Thrones thing? Well, summer is coming.
Yes. Yeah, we have that in our head in Austin, yes.
So,
full of dread.
Austin Book Arts will mm-hmm. will offer 4 summer camp sessions.
Mm-hmm. Two for kids.
One for adults, huh? How
uh-huh.
about that?
That's awesome.
Nothing better than summer
camp. Kids can't have
adults.
All the fun these days.
Absolutely.
You know, adults have to be able to sign up and not be pestered.
Right. And then we'll have a session for adults and kids.
Nice. Everyone
and
get together.
If you
families.
Want to know more, it's mm-hmm. all on the website.
What website?
ATXBookArts.org.
Beautiful.
ATXBookArts with an S.
With an
dot
S.
.org.
Of course.
.org.
And so throughout the year, you offer over 100 workshops. Is
that
correct?
That's right.
And they can find all that on your website,
atxbookarts.org. .org, yes. Mm-hmm. And you sign up on the website.
You can.
It's pretty easy if
mm-hmm.
you want.
If you want. I signed up. And there's also a newsletter as well? Is that correct?
No, there's not a newsletter, but what we do have is some features. Our
mm-hmm.
instructors and students who have done some wonderful things. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want to shout out to our volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
We have got
of course.
The best group of volunteers. They helped us move.
Mm-hmm.
We had to move from flatbed because, you know, flatbed is going to be flattened and become flatbed flats, perhaps.
Yeah.
And flatbed hopes to open up again real soon in mm-hmm. South Austin off Burleson Road.
We hope.
But we're on North Lamar now, mm-hmm. Austin Book Arts Center.
Can we give
folks we're between two bookstores,
mm-hmm.
which makes it easy for that bookstore crawl.
Yeah, you can just pretty much start there, right?
That's right. We're at 5501 North Lamar now,
mm-hmm.
conveniently located near Thai food and bagels.
Okay.
And bookstores.
There's your entire Saturday right there. I mean, Saturdays in May, right? Mostly April and May?
April and May. Well, almost out of April now.
Yeah, we are. The volunteers, often the unsung heroes that often make a lot of things happen and are so necessary and so appreciated. I don't think they get enough love. So shout out to the volunteers.
That's
for sure.
Right.
Anything else you got?
Well, we were talking about how did Austin Book Art Center come
Please,
to be.
Please, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I was mentioning I would, one of these days I'm going to write a book about book arts in Austin because it really starts at the very beginning
mm-hmm.
with this bookbinder named Ernst Raven
mm-hmm.
who bound books for Swante Palm.
Mm-hmm.
People may not know that name, but Swante Palm gave his library to the University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It was the start of their library. He also bound books for Sam Houston,
nice.
Whose nickname was the Raven. So
mm-hmm.
I guess they got along, Raven and the Raven.
Nice.
And he actually, you can find some of his book tickets at the Ransom Center, where I worked for 40 years.
Love the Ransom Center. They have some of the best collections ever. They really do. And speaking of the Raven, I remember seeing the Edgar Allan Poe exhibit where his desk was there. I think from the University of Virginia, they bought a nice collection.
Yeah.
Amazing. And what people don't know, I did a whole series on Edgar, and, you know, there's so many, like, misstatements from Mr. Rufus Griswold that kind of, you know, were negative about him, but that's not the necessary story. I have a book about his, written by his physician, that, you know, he was happy and enjoying life and was in a good spot when he actually passed. But to see his penmanship, the way he wrote so neatly, I'm thinking to myself, this is not the writing of someone that is disheveled. It is so neat. His penmanship was like perfect.
Well, you know,
and he would tape together the pages to make it easier for the printers to print. So it's a great exhibit at the Ransom.
All artists have periods in their lives where they're happy and where they're sad. Otherwise, where does their inspiration come from?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Austin Book Art Center, the more recent history would be that in the... we basically decided it must be time for there to be a center for book arts in Austin.
Absolutely.
Because you couldn't find a place to meet.
Mm-hmm. And it took years. I mean, it's a big effort to get something up and running. So kudos and much appreciation to you and to all your colleagues and stuff for all the good work. It's a lot of effort. It really is. And I know the community enjoys it. And I'm really looking forward to the book crawl and the open house April 27th.
That's right. And the Maker Faire and the West Austin Studio Tour and summer
and
camps.
And Nay Day.
And Nay Day, yeah. We can't leave out Elizabeth Nay.
Lots going on, Mary.
That's right.
Thank you so much. The website?
ATXBookArts.org.
Beautiful. Will you hang out with us? We have Shakespeare's birthday coming up. You got another 20 minutes to hang out with us?
Sure, why not?
All right, good times. You are tuned to KOOP. HD1, HD3, Hornsby, your community radio station. Austin Artists will be back after this local announcement.
Support comes from Link and Pin Gallery, presenting Texture of Life, featuring artists with the Capital Arts Society, on view March 22nd through April 28th. Opening reception, Saturday, March 23rd, with a closing reception on Sunday, April 28th. Link and Pin is located at 2235 East 6th Street, Suite 102. More at linkpinart.com. Open Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, noon to 4 p.m.
All right, some good information for you there from your local... Underwriters, you are tuned to KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby. This is the show. We just named it after you. We call it Austin Artist. Mr. Booksmith is in the house today. World Book Night celebration with Austin Book Arts Center. We just heard from Mary. She's going to be hanging out with us while we celebrate Shakespeare's birthday with Austin Shakespeare. Anne, Thomas, and Patrick, how are you?
We're good. Good to be here. Thanks for doing the show.
Of course. Yeah, we're having a good time.
This is great.
Yeah, so let's jump in. I assume folks know nothing. Can we give them a little history of Austin Shakespeare, how it got started?
Sure.
And then we're going to hear a live performance
from
The Merchant of Venice in a little bit.
We are.
And there's also an event coming up for the community.
Sure
coming up in May. We'll hear all about that at the end. But Anne, take us through Austin Shakespeare, how it got started, and from there.
Yeah. Sure. So we are now 35 years old. And that...
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And that really designates how many years we've been doing Shakespeare in the Park in Zilker Park.
Mm-hmm.
So we're proud to sort of say that that's the backbone of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
However, Patrick and Thomas can tell you, we do stuff other than Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's been going on for the past 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, tell us what show that you just did before...
Yeah.
Merchant of Venice.
Definitely, okay. Well, before Merchant of Venice, we did a show called Cante Hondo, which was a works of Federico Garcia Lorca.
Okay, can I stop right there? I love Federico Garcia Lorca.
Yeah.
I love him. I have a book sitting in my shelf here is four plays by Federico Garcia Lorca. One that really spoke to me was Doña Rosita, Spinster of the Language of Flowers. I love his writing. Yeah.
Oh. Plays. Well, here's the surprise, Thomas. Tell them we didn't do Lorca's plays. What did we do?
We did
poetry.
We did his poetry.
Yeah. I love that.
He had so many poems
in Spanish and in English.
We did it both in Spanish and English, and it was a really beautiful experience being able to practice my Spanish, the Spanish that I've been practicing since I was born,
right?
And then being able to share it to an audience.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to share some now. You can't just
put it. Give us a line in English and a line in Spanish.
Set it up for folks. What inspired you about his piece? Was there a couple different selections that you performed?
The first one that I remember is the one that I memorized, which was about the butterfly.
Yes.
Nice.
And Federico Garcia Lorca, he had a very imagination, a kid-like imagination. Yeah. And sometimes in his poetry, he pictures it so well. And I wanted to, I can give you guys a quick snippet of a show that we did 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Would you honor us?
Mariposa del aire, dorada y verde, luz de candil. Mariposa del aire, quédate ahí. Ahí, ahí, quédate ahí. ¿No te quieres parar? Pararte no quieres. And then the English version would be, butterfly of the air, gilded and green, light of the lamp. Butterfly of the air, stay there, there, there. You don't want to stop? To stop you don't want.
Yeah. Ah, Federico, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lorca is just amazing. I love his work.
So that's because we're really in love with language.
Yeah.
And the truth is, I love the Spanish language of Lorca even more than the English language of Lorca. And, of course, language is ideas, right? And ideas are really about life.
Yeah.
So you really get, with live theater, that spoken word said right in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's great to do that in the park because we get all sorts of families and older people and little bitty children.
Everyone loves poetry.
Dogs. Oh, yeah. So we'll be doing Shakespeare in the Park starting May 9th. We're excited about bringing it back.
And poetry, just to continue that thread,
yes.
In its native language has this musicality that can't be transcribed into another language.
You just,
even if you don't know necessarily every word, you have to listen. I have to listen to it in its native language. Just to kind of feel.
Get the music of it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard this idea that Shakespeare's original language is closer to American English than it is to current British English.
Ah, interesting.
So when actors are trying to put on a British accent for Shakespeare, we say to them,
No, not British. Yeah.
Speak it as you would speak it today. So we take a lot of care. Patrick can tell you about that in all the studying we do. Patrick also has taught at ACC for how many years, English?
I've taught there for about 25 years. So it's been quite a long time, a Shakespeare class and then some Brit Lit as well.
And Patrick, so you're going to be playing the Duke.
I am.
Nice. Challenging?
Yes. You know, I'm really excited because it's the courtroom scene, which I find one of the most gripping scenes in Merchant of Venice. So I've really enjoyed being in that scene, not only as an actor speaking, but listening, because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
Of course, Portia's famous The Quality of Mercy is Not Strange speech comes up there. And it's an amazing scene because you're not quite sure how this is going to turn out.
Right.
Actually, Patrick, you're kind of setting up your speech, has
what we're getting
in
to.
It. Yes. Would you mind, in honor of Shakespeare's 455th birthday,
happy
tomorrow,
birthday,
Tuesday, April 23rd,
yeah.
Patrick, would you give us a little Duke?
Sure will. This is a scene where Antonio is bound and ready to be tried for not paying his debt to Shylock. I speak with Antonio briefly, and then Shylock enters, and I talk with him. What, is Antonio here? Antonio, I am sorry for you. You have come to answer a stony adversary, an inhuman wretch incapable of pity, void and empty of any dram of mercy. Go one and call the Jew into the court. Shylock, the world thinks, and I think so too, that you but lead this fashion of your malice to the last hour of act. And then 'tis thought you'll show your mercy and remorse, more strange than is thy strange apparent cruelty. And were you now exact the penalty, which is a pound of this poor merchant's flesh, you will not only lose a forfeiture, but touched with human gentleness and love, forgive the moiety of the principal. We all expect a gentle answer, Jew. How shall you hope for mercy, rendering none?
Wow. Yeah. That was beautiful. Powerful, right? A lot of dynamics in that courtroom.
Yeah,
so can we, without giving away the farm, kind of give folks who may not know the plot and the synopsis.
Here's the funny thing, that lots of people don't know that The Merchant of Venice is not Shylock.
Mm-hmm.
We think, oh, The Merchant of Venice is about Shylock the Jew. Well, it is true. Shylock is a major force in the play. But the merchant is actually named Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a wealthy merchant who lends money to his friend through Shylock.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the famous a pound of flesh that is what would the penalty be if he doesn't pay his money back. And we do get the trouble ensues, let us say.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a wonderful actor, Mark Puhey, playing Shylock, and he's played Cyrano for us and Othello for us. And he's just tremendous in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And we have microphones, of course, so everybody could hear the words really clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so powerful when you're on that stage in the outdoors. And that's how Shakespeare wrote his plays.
Uh-huh.
Was for outdoor theater. The Globe Theater was an outdoor theater.
Mm-hmm.
So we really go back to the roots. But I won't say how it ends.
No, no.
I will say that it is a relatively happy ending for most people.
Mm-hmm. No, while we're on it, can we give some shout-outs? Maybe some of the other actors and producers?
Yes. Portia is Gwendolyn. Kelso, the merchant himself, Antonio, is Keith Paxton. And the lover, Bassanio, is Devin Finn, who I just saw on Instagram being a bunny. I'm just telling you, he's like Devin Carruthers or something on Instagram. You have got to see this. Nice. He is not a bunny in our show.
Nice. And we want to do a further performance. Is that okay?
Yeah, Thomas has some of his lines.
Yes,
Celerino
toward the end of the play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a monologue that Celerino gives to Bassanio and everyone about the letter that Antonio gives them, and it's about Shylock giving him no remorse. So, not one, my lord. Besides, it should appear that if he had the present money to discharge the Jew, he would not take it. Never did I know a creature that did bear the shape of man so keen and greedy to confound a man. He plies the Duke at morning and at night, and does impeach the freedom of the state if they deny him justice. 20 merchants, the Duke himself, and the Magnificos of greatest port have all persuaded with him, but none can drive him from the envious plea of forfeiture of justice and his bond.
Thank you, Thomas. Nice. Thank you.
Really nice. Yeah. And we should mention that this is going to be at Zilker Hillside Theater. Mm-hmm. Can we give folks the date and the time?
Yeah, May 9th through May 26th, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8 o'clock. So we end at Memorial Day weekend, 8 o'clock every night. You're done by about 10, and after every performance, we always like to hear what the audience has to say.
How does that work?
We send a person up with a remote mic into the audience, and kids and adults ask questions, make comments, and so it should be a lively conversation, I think, about Merchant of Venice. So we're looking forward to it.
Nice. Let's give a website for folks where they can find
more. So austinshakespeare.org is our homepage, and you can check out Merchant of Venice and all the info there if you want to check on it. We also have a preview on the 8th, so if you want to come and see it before. But you can bring a picnic and blankets, and I
tell people,
there's also an area where if you have just a lawn chair, we have some folding chairs. I think people are sometimes concerned, oh, I'm not prepared. And it's like, come on down.
You don't need to be prepared. You just need to get
there. We have plenty of stuff. Exactly.
Fair enough. And other stuff on the horizon. For
2019. So we have a teen company called Young Shakespeare, and they're going to do Macbeth. And I don't
just
know.
Just challenge the kids. Why don't you?
Oh, they did Hamlet last year, and I thought that was the biggest challenge, and they met it so beautifully. I don't know if you know, there's a replica of the Globe Theater in Austin.
Yeah.
So this is on Richard Garriott's property, and that's where they'll perform it for two weekends at the end of June.
Wow.
So that'll be that'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Will you come back ahead of that?
I'd love to. And maybe bring you some kids.
Yeah, some actors. And then we want to hear a little bit of
Little
Macbeth. Yeah. Wow. So is it? Let's talk theater. One thing I like to do on the show periodically is to kind of focus on just a certain aspect of the arts in Austin. Mm-hmm. We did a whole thing on live music with Freddie Kirch. We did a whole month. The mayor was here.
Oh, wow.
So I'm wanting to, this is just another conversation another time, but maybe we can touch on it now. Theater in Austin.
Yeah.
From your perspective over the decades, how have you seen it progress, grow, change? There's a lot of dynamics.
Yes.
We were talking earlier.
Yeah.
Just from your experience, what would you
like
to share?
Well, I think the main thing, and we can do this when you want to talk about it more, is Austin is a theater city.
Absolutely.
You know, when people say Austin's the Texas music capital of the world and all that, but theater is so alive in Austin. Mm-hmm. There's so much new play work. Being done. So much Shakespeare, not just Austin Shakespeare, but lots of companies
do Shakespeare. Can we name a few?
Well, there's going to be Something for Nothing Company is going to be in the park at Rosemont.
Park. I think it's Ramsey Park.
Park. Thank you so much. So there's lots of Shakespeare going on all over. Wynedale, the famous UT group, will be in Round Top this year doing three or four plays.
Nice.
So I just think, you know, sort of open the Austin Chronicle and you see all this theater. And I think a lot of times people go to theater when they're in New York or Chicago and they sort of forget when they're in Austin, there's so much. And really for any taste, any pocketbook level, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Thank you for asking.
Of course, yeah. And I think The Hidden Room, we had them on years ago and they actually went to the Globe right after our show. And did a performance there. So just to your point.
Absolutely.
Yes, theater city. I like to think of it Austin, it's more than the live music capital. Mm-hmm. I call it the creative capital. But within that, there's a lot of challenges for creatives.
But I think the word creative is right, Quinton. I think that's the word.
Yeah.
Because the city did a survey of people in Austin. And really what we got out of it was
creativity.
People want to be creative themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not just they want to witness. They want to do activities that are creative.
Yeah.
And there's lots of opportunities in Austin.
Yeah. And on the other end, just enjoying it as a fan.
True.
I love that part where you can just find something anywhere throughout the calendar that interests you.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good stuff going on. We have a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to throw out there? We want to say hi to Mary again, Austin Book Arts Center. We have an open house coming up.
Absolutely agree with the idea that people want to be creative. And it doesn't matter what you do in your job, you were saying earlier, sometimes your job isn't the happiest thing you do. So come and do. Monday is your happy day here at the Co-op Radio.
This is the
Radio.
Bright spot in my week. Yes,
that's
I love
right.
Mondays.
And so similarly, you can find a wonderful outlet for your creative desires at Austin Book Art Center.
Absolutely. My issue with all this is it's like, okay, I want to do everything. But I need to clone myself another dozen times just to be able to do all the fun things in Austin and the creativity that I want to enjoy. I want to thank you. I want to thank you
so much.
Thanks
for doing the show, man.
Oh, it's what we do. And an open offer, welcome back anytime. Mary's been back a few times. And also any colleagues, friends, you know, that you want to come in and hang out with. And we'll do another thing in June.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For Macbeth.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to pencil that in for sure. But I want to thank you for all the good work. And I'm really looking forward to Austin Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah.
Zilker Park, Hillside Theater. And the date again?
May 9th through the 26th.
And Mary, your open house?
Is this Austin. Saturday.
This
10
Saturday.
10 to 5, yeah.
10 to 5, Austin Book Arts Center. Thank you. You all are awesome. Hey.
Thank you.
All right. You're tuned to KOOP, your community radio station. I wanted to go out with a song by our great Brandoni, who is going to be back with us soon. And we wish him well and a quick, speedy recovery. You are tuned to KOOP, your community radio station. Stay tuned for Reflections of Community Outreach.